This is Melvin Moore with Free. You're listening to Amazon Country, starting a little late this morning, but we won't blame Russ. It wasn't really his fault. I'm Victoria Brownworth. Today we're going to have an interview with Arlene Olshan from GCC. That'll come on a little later. In the meantime, a few announcements. This is an excerpt from the Dyke Tactics press release. The verdict of the trial was that by finding the defendants, i.e. the Philadelphia Police, City of Philadelphia, and members of the Civil Affairs Police Unit, not guilty, the jurors in this courtroom have found the members of Dyke Tactics guilty of deviating from the norm. It was the lesbianism of the members of Dyke Tactics and not police brutality that was on trial. We intend to continue in our struggle to secure our basic human rights as women and as lesbians. You'll never have the comfort of our silence again. That's from Dyke Tactics and Sisters and Brothers in Support. For information, you can call the Penn Women's Center at 243-8684. The Penn Women's Alliance presents the first in a series of poetry readings. Local poets Kate Llewellyn, Hannah Ross Lurie, and Rosalind Carter will be reading their works on the theme of being a woman. That already happened, okay. So just ignore that announcement. That was the 30th. This one is more up to date. Women science graduates who want to update their knowledge in order to re-enter their professions are eligible for a unique refresher program, which will be offered at Chestnut Hill College next year. Scientific Update for Women will be a review of the most recent developments in chemistry, biology, and computer sciences, and will also include sessions on how to find a job. It will be open to 30 women who have earned degrees in science or mathematics between 2 and 15 years ago. The course is sponsored by the National Science Foundation and is tuition-free. For further information, contact Chestnut Hill College, Philadelphia, PA, 19118, or CH7-4210. DES, did your mother take it? There's a panel discussion on this sponsored by the DES Action Group. It features Dr. Joan Celebre, Secretary of the American Society of Colposcopists and former head of the DES Center at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. Also, Ruth Balter, who is a DES mother, and Carla Childs, who is a DES daughter. The time is Thursday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House, 4th and Arch Streets. For more information on this subject, you can contact the DES Action Group, University of Pennsylvania Women's Center, Logan Hall, 112, that's at 36 and Locust Walk, and the number there is 243-8611. Entertainer Susie Sutton, known as the Funny Feminist, is also a nationally known trainer in communication skills. She will be giving a mini-seminar at the Bicentennial Women's Center, which is on the first floor of the Penwalt Building at 17th and JFK Boulevard, on October 7th at 7:30 p.m. Practical Steps to Speaking Up and Out. Show up and learn to speak up from a show business veteran. It's free to the public. The next song you'll be hearing is called Cherchez la Femme, and it's by Dr. Buzzard and the original Savannah Band, and that's dedicated to Roberta and Joey.
Thank you. scotch and soda, mud in your eye. Baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh my. Do I feel high? People don't believe me. They think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I feel and still be
the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue, well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. river over you. I cried a river over you.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it. Love's always been my game. Play it how I may. I was made that way. I can't help it. Men cluster to me like moths around a flame. And if their wings burn, I know I'm not to blame. Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I just can't help it.
That was the great Marlene Dietrich doing her opus, Falling in Love Again. Prior to that, Cry Me a River by Julie London. And before that, Scotch and Soda by the Manhattan Transfer. We started the set off with Cherchez la Femme by Dr. Buzzard with his best vocalist, Corey Day. Now we're going to be having an interview with Arlene Olshan from the Gay Community Center, and Roberta Hacker will be interviewing her. Before we go to the interview, I'd like to wish Kathy Velnovsky a very happy birthday from the lesbian community.
I'll be talking to Arlene Olshan in a few minutes about the Gay Community Center, but before that I'd like to tell you that Arlene is a member of the center's policy council and also one of its coordinators. And besides all that, she's an artist, dabbles in carpentry, and is a leather craftswoman, and also one of the new owners of Giovanni's Room. The center is located at 326 Cater Street, which is between 4th and South Street. And I know that the center opened about last November, Arlene, so could you maybe give us a little history about the center, where it began, whatever?
All right. Well, the core group that worked with putting the center together initially came from the Gay Coffee House. That was at 60 North 3rd about 3 years ago. Prior to that, it had been a dream in its inception with the Homophile Action League several years ago, about 6-7 years ago.
How'd you go about finding the location?
There was a group of people that had saved a good bit of money and collected a good bit of money, and I'd like to put a plug in for Solo Realty because they've been really helpful. They have people in their office that are very together about the gay community, and especially for the lesbian community that's looking for a center, it might be wise to check with the people there. They are really right on when it comes to working with the Gay Community Center, and also working with Giovanni's. They were very helpful with us, too.
Right. Lorraine, about how many lesbians would you say are involved? Do you need more lesbian involvement with the center?
We really do, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here today. At one point, the Policy Council, which is composed of 25 people, about a third of the group was women, and it was really good, and for one reason or another, people moving, etc., women's involvement has decreased in the policy-making aspect of the community center. Now, the Gay Coffee House has a good representation of women working and participating on a policy-making level. But on October 31st, which is a Sunday, at 4 o'clock, there will be the election of the new policy council. The elections come about in an open meeting. Everyone from the gay community is welcome to come. Of course, we'd like people who really feel that they'd be capable of doing policy making, coordinating of ideas and programs, and we need people to work on all levels. So, and I'm really here to make a plea to the women's community because it is open to the entire gay community, and as yet the women have not really come out for the center.
Okay, I understand that you and the center really wants more lesbian involvement, but I think something that maybe we could talk about just briefly is separatism. I think that a lot of women feel that they don't want to be involved with the gay community center because there's a lot of gay men. They feel some kind of dominance, and maybe a lot of people have had bad experience with Philadelphia gay groups in the past. And I know, Arlene, that you were at one time a separatist, and from what you've told me, you've changed your philosophy. And maybe if you shared what's been going on with you and your philosophy and your ideals and how you want to achieve some goals, maybe that would help some women out in the audience make different decisions maybe and encourage them to be more involved with things like the Gay Community Center.
Well, I guess about in December of last year, I was invited to come to a couple policy council meetings by another woman that was involved in the center. And her knowing full well that I was more involved in a separatist attitude. And I was really impressed with the work that the people together had been doing, the way the women had been respected at the meetings, that their opinions, their ideas, the programs they'd like to put into effect were recognized and respected by the men. And that also the male gay community in a lot of areas have achieved a certain amount of power in their professions, and they have a lot of knowledge to share, and it's there for anyone who's interested in working with it. I've learned a considerable amount just by being involved, and the more I got involved, the more I wanted to get involved, and the more my programs and my interests have been respected, and they really want my participation. I'm not given a back seat. My opinions are important, you know, and I feel that, and they're constantly reaching out to women to be involved with policy making, to be involved with setting up programs for women so that we can have more women's programs. And the women's community is busy, you know, and there's a lot that has to be done, but I think that it can be done within the context of a whole community, mm-hmm. that it doesn't have to be separated in different directions. I think the unification of the community could be helpful to everyone in it.
So you're saying that unification at this point is a viable goal because for things like legislation, getting a gay community center that's going to have some realistic and valid programs for all gays per se is where we should be right now, or at least some people could be there. That separatism, in other words, is a good goal.
Right.
But right now...
Well, in certain areas, women, we could work separately together. You know, women and men can be under one roof and still have separate programming that's necessary and viable to the lesbian community as a separate function.
Okay.
It's respected.
All right, so then back to the community center about the elections. If more women were there to be on the policy council, they would have an equal say, if not more.
In fact, I mean, it's gotten to the point where some women, I mean, it's like they want women so badly that it's...
What about the election? Let's get into the elections again.
Okay. The thing is that they want the women's involvement so much that it's like they reach out at every given moment that it's possible. And this is it's just amazing to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the elections are going to be on October 31st?
October 31st, which is a Sunday at 4 p.m.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about some of the other things that are coming up this month or in the next couple of weeks? What are some of the most important things that you want people to know about?
Okay, well, starting tomorrow night, there will be a lecture series for 6 weeks. At 8:30, Jean O'Leary will be our guest. She's from the National Gay Task Force, and she's a lobbyist in Washington. On October 18th, Chuck Ortlieb, the publisher of Christopher Street. November 1st, Tony Silvestri, chairperson of the Governor's Commission for Sexual Minorities, will be speaking. November 15th, Carla Jay, author of After You're Out and co-author of Out of the Closet. And November 29th, really terrific, Bertha Harris will be in town. And December 13th, Jonathan Katz, who wrote Coming Out, and he's author of a new gay American history book that's going to be coming out too soon. And I think he's bringing it with him. For all of the fall, the main programming has been educational programming, and the lecture series, free school, consciousness-raising groups are a very important part of what's coming up at the community center. The free school registration starts Tuesday, October 5th, from 7:30 to 9:30, and will continue through the week till Friday, October 8th. And some of the courses that will be included will be Patterns and Meaning in Gay History, Great Gays in the Evening, Lesbian Feminist Issues in the 70s, which is kind of interesting because it's going to be open to men, and a lot of men have expressed an interest in participating in this class. There will be a Super 8 film workshop, photography, dance, painting, drawing, green thumb, assertiveness training, etc.
Sounds really good.
Right. Right. And also, CR groups are forming right now. There has been a sign up, but we're still receiving calls on the gay switchboard number, which is 928-1919, and the gay community center phone number, 923-3792, for there's groups forming for women, coming out, men, middle-aged gays, combined gay men and women, gay couples, S&M, bisexuality, and any other topic that people would like to be involved with.
So the okay. CR groups, right?
Yeah, and this is the CR groups.
What could you say that might motivate some women to, and what could you say to yourself to tell other women to come down there? I think the free school, for one thing, and lecture series is, good information, something good to participate in. What could you say yourself to urge women to come down there?